Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now that your word is alive, living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I don't know everyone here this morning by name, but you do. And I don't know what everyone's going through personally, but you do. And I love how you can take what I say and speak it to each person right where they're at. I'm just sensing right now, God, just bringing peace to some of your hearts. I see him restoring to many of you today things that have been stolen from you spiritually, like in terms of your inner life. And Lord, I thank you that you can just do that in a divine transaction, a divine exchange taking place here today. Holy Spirit, have your way and have your say. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So let me start with Isaiah 43:19. Very familiar verse. Let's not get, you know, too familiar with some of these verses of the Bible that we might hear a lot. Some verses, hey, people get a little bit insensitive to, a bit desensitized to. Yeah, Romans 8:28. God works all things together for good. You know, oh yeah, you know. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Yeah, you get it in your birthday card, the Christmas card. You just become a bit desensitized to some verses. And this is one of them. But I believe this verse is still powerfully prophetic for the time in which we live. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Now, I've been banging on about the new thing for a number of years now. But today I want to focus on do you not perceive it? So the perception part. So I want to equip you in spiritual perception. And it's like almost get a sense, a bit of the frustration of God in this verse. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? And so I believe God wants to upgrade the spiritual perception of Horizon Church. Who remembers when we changed from the analog TVs to digital TVs? Anyone remember? It's not that long ago. Some of you looking at me like it was 100 years ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. Like it was, I don't know how many years ago, at least about 10. And if you didn't already own a digital TV, you had to go and buy a digital set box so that your analog TV could receive digital signals. Anyone remember this? It was actually a good excuse to go and buy a new TV. That's what we did. We went and bought a new TV. And the first thing that struck me was the sharpness and the clarity and the brightness. I was like, my goodness, what have we been looking at for? Like, it's, and what also struck me was how much older some of the newsreaders looked. You know, I'm thinking, oh man, you know, Sandra Sully's going to have to watch it because you can actually start to see, you know, lines that you couldn't see before. And, you know, in HD, when you went into HD, it was an upgrade. Everyone say upgrade. And I kind of feel like God's doing something like that spiritually in terms of your spiritual perception. And so there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Okay, you don't need to be a prophet to to know that. But there's a lot of spiritual activity. This season is not just about coronavirus. Can I just declare that? Shout that from the rooftops. It's not just about the natural realities. There are natural realities. Yes, there is a coronavirus, and we're not in denial of natural realities. Really, really important to underline that. There are natural realities economically. There are natural realities for some of you guys personally. My natural reality for the last 12 months has been that all my family who live in Western Australia have not been as readily accessible as what they have been. Pastor Brad understands this situation all too well. That's a natural reality. But the fact is there are spiritual realities, and these two coexist. So let me give you a crash course in being able to perceive spiritual realities. Because natural realities and spiritual realities, they coexist. That means they happen at the same time, but they can actually be contrary. They can actually be contrary or contrary, whatever, I don't know, whichever school you went to. So the natural reality and the spiritual reality can be totally opposite. Let me give you some examples. I actually felt the Holy Spirit say to me right at the outset, right from the outset of this corona season, Vicky, you're entering into a season of divine paradox. Divine paradox. I had no idea at the time what that actually meant. I said, what do you mean, Lord? And he said, well, it will look like stop, stop. Natural reality, it will stop, stop. Spiritual reality will be it will go, go. It will look like contraction in the natural. The natural reality will look like contraction, but spiritual reality will be expansion. The natural reality will look like scatter, scatter, but the spiritual reality will be gather, gather. It will look like decrease, decrease, but it'll actually be increase, increase. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's a paradox, right? Because the natural reality, and it's really important as the church that we're not in denial of natural realities. Because we have to minister to people's natural realities. Back in the day, there was an idea of faith that denied natural realities. It's very important that we acknowledge and are cognizant of natural realities. But we have access to something that's higher, spiritual realities. Natural realities do not negate spiritual ones. They do. Thank you, Jackson. I'm his godmother as well. and now your wife's, right? So, and I believe one of the hallmarks of spiritual maturity, and this word maturity, I feel for Horizon Church, God is pulling you into this new level, this new season of spiritual maturity. And you're going through some kind of growth pains. There's some discomfort, but that happens. You see, as we grow in terms of our spirit, our spiritual position, not just talking about growth of numbers, growth in terms of spiritual position. And so one of the hallmarks of spiritual maturity is to acknowledge natural realities, respond to them, but not be controlled by them. And at the same time, gee, this is getting deep, right? This is deep. This is deep for Auntie Vic. And at the same time, to also perceive spiritual realities and respond to them too, and not be confounded when the two are opposite. Let me give you another example. Pastor Steve Penny, a prophetic voice who I respect greatly, just during the fire season that we had last year, the whole fire tragedy, Pastor Steve Penny posted a word of encouragement on Instagram about revival fires. And what he did was that he used, if you like, a parallel. So drawing on the imagery of the natural fires that were happening, he made a declaration that God was doing something in the spirit realm to ignite revival fires. Well, that got a reaction. People were very upset with him. That in the midst of a time when the natural reality was that, yes, people had lost their lives, communities were being decimated, yes, people's livelihoods and communities were being traumatized, yes, it was a natural reality, that he was declaring the spiritual reality that alongside of this, God was doing something powerful spiritually. He was igniting revival fires. Well, I actually witnessed to that word, so I reposted it. Oh, did I get some pushback? How dare you? How insensitive can you be? You shouldn't be posting things like this. You should be praying for them. Actually, somebody put, don't you understand what's happening in Australia? I'm thinking, clearly someone who doesn't know who I am. Don't you know what's happening in New South Wales? That there are actual fires going on. And I've actually put, yes, I'm very aware, and I've been inhaling smoke since November. I get it. But I believe one of the hallmarks of spiritual maturity is to be able to recognize that, yes, there is a natural reality and we respond to that on all levels with our hearts. Yes, we break with those who break. We weep with those who weep. It's terrible. It's tragic. It's traumatic. However, there is a spiritual reality and God is the one who empowers us to see spiritually. Do you not perceive it? I hear God shouting into our nation at the moment. Do you not perceive it? I'm doing a new thing. This is an important, thank you, I'll drink to that. Cheers. Important thing is that a countdown for me, that 31:15? Yep. Spiritual realities are only perceived spiritually. Only perceived spiritually. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. So don't expect people who aren't spiritual to understand spiritual stuff. And I think the temptation as well for those of us who are spiritual is that we can get pulled and drawn into the natural exclusively and get confused when those two realms seem to conflict and contradict. But spiritual realities are only perceived spiritually, which is good news for those of us who mightn't be, you know, the sharpest tool in the shed, that they're spiritual. There's a spiritual perception. It's not based on your intellect. It's not based on your IQ. It's not based on natural powers of observation. I call my husband the mentalist. You familiar with that show, The Mentalist? My husband observes, my goodness, he can see detail. He can tell if you know, from a distance, oh, so-and-so's got a new watch. Oh, they got a new pair of shoes. Oh, did you notice when you asked them that question, they were just picking up a coffee and as you asked them it, they stopped and they put it, mate, he can read you. But that's not what this is talking about. It's not natural powers of observation, spiritual powers of observation. God does not see how man sees. I love that song we were singing this morning, actually. It was very apt. Like, I want to know, how were the words? Like, I want to know, like, you, how you really are, or the reality of the true, who you truly are. I don't know the actual words, but you get the idea. Not who we think God is. Open our eyes to know you, to perceive you. Not how we think you are, but who you really are. And Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Higher than the heavens are above the earth, yeah, are God's thoughts. Then his ways aren't our ways. So higher. Everyone say upgrade. I'll tell you what spiritual perception is not. This is worthwhile to help you understand. Spiritual perception is not just about putting a positive spin on everything. There you go. You're welcome. Some people think, oh, well, the way God sees it is that everything, oh, you know, it's okay. It's good. You're great. It's all going to be good. And there are instances in the Word where the spiritual reality is actually worse than the natural reality. Actually, I'm reminded in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, and the Lord gave the church of Laodicea a good smack up the side of the head. He says, you say I am rich, I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. Whoa. Okay. Natural reality is you're rich, you don't need anything. But the reality, God is saying there's a spiritual reality. It doesn't look too pretty. But this is the truth. Spiritual perception is not just seeing that every cloud has a silver lining. I'm on a fast at the moment, and it's an interesting sort of fast. It's actually not a food fast. I think a food fast would be easier because what I am doing, I'm doing a praise and thanksgiving fast. So that what that means is I'm actually fasting complaining. I'm fasting. Me and my two main prayer partners felt the Lord lead us into a fast of not complaining, not speaking negatively, not whinging. And the conclusion I have come to is that I'm a whinger. I just can't believe how unaware I am. I blame my Italian heritage. That's what I do. But I just can't believe this. It's out of my mouth. It's not even like I have a moment to consider. It's not like I'm even, I'm tempted to speak. No, it's just out. And I'm oblivious. And so this fast is making me, that was the spiritual reality. The woman of faith, the woman of encouragement, actually has this very, very negative underbelly, you know? It's like, and that's the spiritual reality. And the fact about seeing and perceiving as God perceives is that it sets us free. I feel God wants to open some of your eyes today. This is the thing. When a prophet is in the midst, it's not about a prophet prophesying. It's just such an Old Testament concept of the prophet. What a prophet does is releases an anointing that actually empowers you to receive revelation for yourself. I say we're like spiritual Sudafed. We clear the airways, you know, we clear the sinuses of the church so it unblocks things. And so that's what I feel God wants to do for some of you today. Open up your eyes. You think you've got a problem. Well, your natural perception is we've got a problem. And I see some of you, like couples looking at each other, we've got a problem. And yes, you have a problem. That's the natural reality. But your greater problem is the fact that you're actually not perceiving the spiritual reality. And the reason for that problem, sometimes the problem actually isn't the problem. Who's had that problem? Anyone know what I'm talking about? I remember for years getting treated for a sinus infection. It's back in the Adelaide days, Brad, going to doctors, antibiotics, CT scans, yada, yada, because I had a sinus infection. It turned out that wasn't the problem. The problem was a hormonal imbalance. And when that got sorted, sinus infection went. And that's just a very simple example that there can be areas of our lives. God is calling us. Ask. I just pray you have the courage. I dare you to ask God. God, is there? Is there a problem I'm not seeing? Is there a cause that I'm not perceiving? Open my eyes to see how you see. And be ready for perhaps a nasty shock. Anyone ever had a rude awakening? Anyone ever had a rude awakening? I have, more than once. I remember many years ago, I had issues in relationship with my dad. And my dad was a migrant. He migrated from Italy as a young man. I think he was 20, 21. And he came from Italy, started a new brand new life in Australia. Incredible. I just admire, it blows my mind, you know, the story of pioneers and immigrants. It's just, he couldn't speak a word of English, not a word. And but we had some culture clashes in our home. And him and I, because I kind of didn't fit the mold of the nice, quiet Italian girl who, you know, just wanted to just get married and, you know, all his expectations I seemed to defy. And then I left the Catholic Church. So that wasn't a good day. I always argued I didn't leave because I was never there. For that matter, neither was he. I couldn't believe how religious my dad got when I got born again and joined the cult, according to him. But I had a rude awakening one day, and I remember being in a counselling, it's just before I went into full-time ministry, and we all had to go through this compulsory counselling session. I think they kind of put the x-ray over you just to check that you're legit and you're okay. And what came out of my mouth was all this resentment and unforgiveness towards my dad. And not enough time or tissues for the whole amplified version. But But I blamed him for this. I blamed him. My dad was a workaholic. He was never there, never there. Absent, absent, absent. Even Christmas Day, we'd have to beg him to come home for, he just didn't see the point of it. He was just driven to work and make money. And I had a lot of resentment towards my dad, but I blamed him. Fair and square, the fault was his. And in this counselling session, the Lord opened my eyes. He opened my eyes and he caused me to see my dad, the migrant from war-torn Italy, who knew what it was to experience abject poverty. I mean, he would tell stories when they had nothing, like they're trying to make food out of the grass in the field and the farm. He lost two brothers in the war. Four of them had ended up in concentration camps. Two never came back. Three. I think it was three. And I mean, incredible trauma. It's like I just had this, like God just started to bring things back to remembrance. And then I saw my dad out there. He was a taxi driver, just doing hours and hours of work. And I thought the Holy Spirit say to me, Vicky, you think the problem is your dad. You have seen your dad as just loves his work more than you. But in actual fact, he's working hard so you would not suffer the way that he did. And he's showing love the only way he knows how. And what's more, Vicky, he has not rejected you. You have rejected him. I can't even begin to tell you what a shift. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you, like, that is like 180. That is mind-blowing. And it comes about through spiritual perception. God just opened, and I had to receive that, and I had to do some repenting, and I had to ask God to forgive me for my unforgiveness. There's someone here today, and you've got a problem right now with unforgiveness, and you're saying, but Lord, I've tried to forgive. This is what I've always found helpful. It's not so much about me forgiving. I first repent of my unforgiveness. If you can recognize that, this is for someone specific, if you can recognize that you have an unforgiveness issue, acknowledge that, bring it into the light, then God can empower you supernaturally to forgive. Gives you the gift of forgiveness. That's how it's just helpful for me. And I'm Italian, forgiveness does not come easy, trust me. But you know what? It didn't just stop there, because the next time I rang my family home, by this stage I was living in Brisbane, my family are in Perth. I ring up, my dad never ever answered the phone because he was always working. But this day he answered the phone. I was shocked. Now, I never said anything to him. I never said, oh, Dad, I'm sorry. This is the story. I've been in counselling and I've held this resentment against you and I think you've been a lousy dad. And no. I didn't say anything. Just did what we normally did. Chat about the footy, the weather, work. That was it. But before he passed the phone on to Mum, he said something I had never, ever, ever, ever heard him say. He said this, I love you, Vic. I love you, Vic. I went, what? My dad had never heard my dad say, I love you. I nearly passed out. Woo! My mum told me later, her and my grandmother were there at the time. They looked at each other. Did he just say? What did he just say? Woo! They passed out too. And that was all that process. And I praise God because great healing happened in the relationship between me and my dad. And he ended up passing away 4 years later at the age of 64, suddenly and unexpectedly, heart attack, boom. And I praise God that we were in a good place together. But it came as a result of spiritual perception. Okay, the worship team return, please. Now, this is the good news. Let me tell you this. Some of you are thinking, oh, yeah, but I'm not spiritual. I talk about spiritual perception and I want to ground it. I want to sort of somehow earth it before I finish this morning. And the good news is this, you already have it. If you've given your life to Jesus, you already have it. I want to make you aware now of what you've already got. It's actually not that you need necessarily anything extra. You just need to be in agreement, and I'm believing God's going to activate your faith in what you already have. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says that he or she who joins themselves to the Lord becomes one spirit with God. One spirit with God. It's not God from a distance. This is one of my life scriptures. It doesn't matter what I preach, this scripture will come up. Because so many Christians live life like God is up there and they're down here. But you're one spirit with God. So when you receive Jesus, right, and that happened to me, I was 19 years old. Some of you have heard the story, Christmas Day service, which incidentally was 40 years. I celebrated my born-again birthday, 40 years, this last Christmas. They said it was a phase. Oh, it's a phase. Longest phase I've ever been in. 40 years. But at that moment, unbeknownst to me, I didn't understand the theology. I didn't understand what was going on. All I knew is that at that time in my heart, I'd heard a message. I'd heard that Jesus brought abundant life. That was it for me. I went, abundant life. That's what I'm looking for. I would have said I was looking for a cause. I was looking for the meaning of life. I was looking for all sorts of different things. But when I heard abundant life, something. And then it wasn't just what I heard, it's what I felt in that service that morning. For the first time, I felt the presence of God. I didn't know that's what it was. Just some sort of vibe in the room. But I honestly just knew there was something that I needed. The pastor prayed for me at the door of the church and he asked me a question that I'm going to ask you right now. Because he asked me, have you given your life to Jesus? The reason he asked that is because I came to the door a sobbing mess. That's why he asked, have you given your life to Jesus? Or have you asked Jesus into your heart, something like that. I didn't understand the question because I thought I'd been christened, first Holy Communion, confirmed. Three times that I know of. Three times. I said, I think so. But I always say this, if you think so and don't know so, probably haven't so. And so he led me in a prayer at the doorstep of the church. I didn't understand what was happening. I just opened up my heart. I'm like, God, if you know, honestly, I'd seen Jesus on the cross every day of my school education and I had never, ever connected that with what I was looking for. I didn't think hello Jesus, hello life. I thought hello Jesus, goodbye life. Just the culture that I'd been brought up in. But that day I realised my eyes were open. And this was what happens when you receive Jesus. It's not just I'm ascribing allegiance to Jesus or to a particular code of conduct as opposed to some other spiritual option. Or I'm going to be a Christian rather than, you know, an atheist or a Hindu or, you know, a Muslim or what. It's not what it's about. It starts with a choice. But what happens? According to 1 Corinthians 6:17, you join yourself to the Lord, bam, your spirit becomes one spirit with God. The Holy Spirit came into your spirit. Boom. You got relocated from death to life. You changed spiritual address from darkness to light. And then from that point, your spiritual senses are awakened. You have got the ability to see and perceive spiritually. We learn as we go along. Hebrews 5:14 says we learn to distinguish between good and evil through reason of use. Yep, so we learn. The other important thing, I think it's in 1 Corinthians 2, says that we have the mind of Christ. We. So it's not just me. So spiritual perception is also activated and exercised corporately in relationship. Because I can perceive something. This often happens with me and my husband. I perceive something and he perceives it differently. And sometimes we're just seeing different sides of the same thing, different aspects, and they're both true. But sometimes, you know, he might bring a correction to me and I realise my spiritual perception is getting affected by maybe some prejudice or bias, or that's why it's important to be in community. And I feel today, firstly, there might be some of you here and you have never taken that step to receive Jesus. You've never opened up your heart, acknowledged your need for God. That's how I would have described it in a very simple way. Acknowledged my need for God. And if you're here and you've never done that, and today you're feeling the drawing, you're feeling a conviction, we call it. It's just a knowing. I need to surrender. I need to receive Jesus. Or maybe you're here and you'd say, yes, Vicky, I've done that before. Even those of you who are online today, you might be watching me online, and I'm speaking to you as well. You know today there's somebody who needs to come back. You're watching and you need to come back. You know what I'm talking about. You've prayed the prayer. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to come back, to come back. And I say to you all here today, is it time to come back? Is there someone here today? And you'd say, Jesus used to be in the driver's seat, but like I've got him in the back seat now. I feel like he doesn't know what he's doing. I've got to take control. You know, I'd love you all right now to close your eyes. And I do this not as a religious tradition, but I really do want you to consider your spiritual condition. How's your relationship with God? Because he's a great opportunity today to get right, to surrender, to receive Jesus for the first time or for another time. Now, if that's you today, I would love you just to indicate right now, just simply raise your hand, give me a wave, say, Vicky, that's me. Please, because I'm going to lead you all in a prayer in just a moment. But it's just an opportunity for you to respond to God and say, yeah, it's me. It's time. It's time to receive Jesus for the first time or for another time, to come back, to get right. So just quickly, right now, would you mind just shoot up your hand? I'll acknowledge your hand, say, yep, that's me. I've got to get right. I've got to come back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're near. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're moving, moving, Lord. Now, I can't see everybody, but I can't see any hands right now, but this is what I want to do. I want to lead you all in a prayer. Can we all pray this prayer together? And for those online, I'd love you to pray this prayer as well, out loud after me. And maybe you didn't feel to raise your hand, but you know God's speaking to you. I would love you to pray this prayer out loud right now. You ready, church? Are you ready? Yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, is everyone praying out loud? Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that he died for me to give me life. And right now, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I'm sorry I've ignored you and lived life my own way, but today I choose your way. I thank you that you love me and you have great plans for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If anyone's prayed that for the first time, I'm sure Pastor Brad will let you know what you need to do. But as I was praying that prayer, I felt the Lord say to me that there are those of you and you need a change of spiritual perception of your situation. God wants to open up eyes here this morning to show you how God sees it. And it's quite different for some of you. And I'm going to pray a prayer. Sorry, I'm doing this. I can't see anyone otherwise. I'm going to pray a prayer for your eyes, for your spiritual eyes. So if that's you, and maybe you've been bogged down with negativity. It just looks hopeless. It looks impossible. You're tired. You're weary. You don't have the same joy and faith that you used to have. Maybe you're like, oh, you know, I don't know how we're going to get through. I don't know how we're going to pay the bills. Or I don't know what's going to happen after this or after. There's just some of you, and there's fear and there's dread and there's so much uncertainty. But God wants to open your eyes to see things his way. And his ways are higher ways. His ways are different. And to see your season, when I started to see my season, not as one, as contraction, but as one of expansion, I've preached in nations in the last 12 months that I've never been to. A lifelong desire to speak in the nation of Italy came to pass when there wasn't even a plane in the air. That's a divine paradox. God wants to open your eyes to the paradoxes. So if that's you today and there's a situation, there's something in your life, you need really to get God's reading on it. You really do need to see it how God sees it. I just want you to stand right where you are and we're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to lift. Oh, no, not lift your hands to heaven. I'm going to get you to put your hands on your eyes. Yeah, like this. Just, it's like a prophetic action. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, thank you for moving in spirit and in power. Holy Spirit, oh, you're here. Oh, you're here right now. Oh, we love you. Oh, we need you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the heavens opening. Oh, and I see the hand of God. I see the hand of God. Oh, he's moving and he's touching each one of you right now. Each one of you right now. Oh, God, I thank you for change of perception. Oh, God, your eyes to see. Oh, your eyes are in me. Your eyes are in me. Ha, yes. Oh, I've never said that before. Oh, God's eyes are in you, the Spirit of God. Is in you and his eyes, his ability to see. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, just as in Revelation 3, you say to buy medicine for your eyes so you can see, really see. And I prophesy right now over every individual in this place, every couple, every family. Father, in Jesus' name, and I break, Father, I break the power of wrong perceptions, incorrect perceptions, warped perceptions, skewed perceptions. Father God, ha, thank you, Lord, for your anointing right now. For your anointing right now. Oh, I see eyes being opened. Eyes being opened, spiritual eyes. You already have them. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you. I hear the Lord saying, you don't have to do anything more. It's not like a spiritual addition for really good people and that others miss out. No, each and every one of you who has Jesus on the inside of you, you have his eyes, his perception, the ability to see. Father, I see home situations that are under pressure, family situations, and I thank you, Father, right now for bringing your perception, your solution. And I'm banging on about perception, because that's the word for today. And God is upgrading the spiritual perception of Horizon Church. And that's not just for Pastors Brad Alley and the leadership team. That Horizon Church is comprised of you. And I'm seeing people who have been under and weighed down by natural circumstances, natural realities. And I see that being a shift and a change. Where you felt under, you're going to be over. Where you felt underneath, you're going to be on top of. Where you felt robbed, you're going to feel blessed. Where you felt weighed down, you're going to feel lifted up. So, Father God, I thank you. I release truth today. Truth today. Truth. You will know the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.